Hey everyone, welcome to Flash Flood Warning at Podomatic.com. This is going to be our first episode. The basic idea here is that the new revolution is awareness. What I'm trying to say is I don't think enough of us in the X generation or Zero generation or whatever they're calling us these days. I don't think enough of us read, care about, pay attention to, are aware of what's going on, or really how everything interacts with each other, the big picture. Each episode, I'm going to be basically going over a few topics, some current events. I'm going to throw out a couple of book reviews, maybe some movie reviews. I don't really know yet. Just going to see where this takes us. We're also going to be playing music from independent artists and artists that support the Creative Commons Share and Share Alike license, because I think it's really important that everyone's supposed to be putting the message out there. And I think now especially is not the time that we can all sit at home and just wait for the next big thing to happen. Okay, I think that's where a lot of us are going wrong, is because we all know that there's something we want to do and there's something we need to do, but while we're busy typing on MySpace or playing a video game or I don't know, whatever it is we're doing on a Tuesday night, we could just as easily be writing a letter to the senator. And no, it doesn't really impact anything when one person writes a letter, or even a letter in itself won't change things. But if 500,000 people write a letter and overfill Congress's mailbox, there's nothing they can do about it. They can't stop it. The new revolution is awareness. You're going to hear me say that a lot, especially during the first episode, but I really want to put that out there, that's our message, and that's our voice. All right, we're going to talk about a few things this episode. We're going to talk about gas prices, the price of oil, and the basically the breakdown of how all that works, what we're paying for, really, when all is said and done. We're also going to talk about some space exploration projects. There's been a lot of exciting news with NASA lately. And we're going to make it a pretty short episode for this first week. I just kind of want to put it out there so that people can start listening to it. But and then we're going to also go into different segments that I have for the show. The first segment for this first episode is going to be basically my little gripes and moans. That's going to be the only segment where I'm really going to let you know what my opinion is. For the most part, I'm going to try to avoid from bringing my personal opinions into this. I'm just trying to inform you. Please let me know what you think of the show. Take a listen to it. Go ahead and post. It's flashfloodwarning.podomatic.com. Let me know what you think. If you recognize an independent artist, or if you know somebody out there that's using the Creative Commons Share and Share Alike, let me know who they are. I'd love to put them into the show and talk to them. Maybe we can even work with getting some kind of interviews with those artists later on down the road. But in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and move on to first topic, all right, which is going to be those gas prices and those oil. What's really gouging us at the pump? Part of it, it's today, June 11th, and the price of oil just closed at $136.38 per barrel. That's up $5.07 from yesterday. What's going on here? It just seems so often we don't have any control of this. If you look around, you look at CNN, Energy, energy.senate.gov, that on the Senate Committee for Energy's website, they have a letter that they posted to the CFTC, which is the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. And this letter from the Committee on Energy and Natural Resources is basically saying that they don't understand why Americans are paying so much at the pump. The Senate Committee on Energy is saying that they don't understand why Americans are paying so much at the pump. And I think that's when it's reaching too far. I mean, you can look at the breakdown. I've got it posted up. The link's already on my favorite links. It's an update from the Energy Information Administration, and they're talking about the breakdown, what we're paying for in a gallon of regular gas. So You look at it, it's 11% is going to be taxes. This is in April, so who knows? Maybe they'll update it in July. I really hope they do. It looks like they update quarterly, so I'm really looking forward to that. But 11% is going to taxes, 6% to distribution and marketing, 10% to refining, and it looks like 73% is just of crude oil. So with the price of crude oil jumping up so much recently, it's gone up since last year. It was just sitting in about just shy of $70 per gallon, June of last year, and now we've almost doubled it. And so that's part of the reason that our gas prices have just jumped through the roof, because it used to only be, it still is three quarters of it that we're paying for in a gallon of gasoline, but that three quarters has doubled, adding two, could be up to $2 per gallon, dollar and a half per gallon. It's just, you get out there, look at this stuff. It will blow you away. Last year, per gallon, we were paying about 275. 275 per gallon, and we were complaining about it. We couldn't believe that it was almost at $3 a gallon. What's it coming to? What's it going to take? And the worst part is, if you sit there and these people have all, they've met with OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, and they're based in the Middle East. They control a large portion of the world's output on oil. About a fifth of it is supplied from OPEC. They say that it's speculation in the international community that's driving the cost of a barrel of gas up. They don't. Nobody's taking responsibility for it. The Senate just tried to pass a bill. The Democrats tried to push a bill through that would basically tax. It would put a. It's called a windfall profits tax, where they tax unnecessary profits on gasoline from fuel companies like Exxon, Texaco, Chevron, you name it, whoever. They would put a 25% tax on those unnecessary profits, which stands to reason. Exxon posted a $36 billion profit in the first 3 months of this year alone. But that's not to say that they're deriving it. If the price of oil is at $136 a barrel, you can guarantee it that Exxon is paying it just as much. The real benefits are those people selling oil and those people that are buying and trading oil on the stock market, those people that have held onto their shares and now they're finally ditching them. So I encourage you, get out there, look at it, look at the news, read everything you can about this subject, because it's not going away. Everybody's saying that it's $4 a gallon is here to stay, and I don't think that's the case. I was looking at the map today, and it's a pretty controversial topic. But looking at the map, the United States has a very large number of oil reserves, and the Republicans in Congress are trying to push to release those. The Democrats are trying to push to tax the big companies, and the Republicans are trying to push for releasing those oil reserves and drilling those. But the real issue is that nobody seems to be focusing on the fact that the prices just keep climbing. And the way it trickles down is that if a barrel of oil spikes at $140 per gallon tomorrow, we will see that effect at the pump within a day or two. Don't wait. So get out there, read about it. In whatever state you're in, write your senator. I've been slacking, but I'm going to be putting a letter out this week. All we need to say is that we want some action. It's not up to us to decide the solution. That's why we put these people in office. So let's just get out there. Just type up a quick paragraph. Talk about maybe your finances. Talk about lifestyle changes that you've had to make because of the rise in gas prices. Talk about maybe a recent purchase. Maybe you had to go out. Maybe you had to buy a bicycle. Maybe you had to do this. Maybe you had to do that. Talk about those changes that you've had to make. Talk about how it's impacted your life, and get that message to those people. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and I want to play a song from an artist. His name is Scott Andrews. Okay, so we're gonna go ahead and play that song right now, and we'll return right after it's over. There are no commercials, so just stay tuned after the song, and we'll be back with our next segment, which is gonna be on the most recent mission to Mars.
They crisscross in the dark on the outskirts of Urbana, like the lines on the old man's hands. They roll beside the tracks and the woods outside of Chester, in dots and broken dashes on the map. And some are dry and cracked, and some are washed away. Some linger on like a faded tattoo, and they go to forgotten places, and they all have secret names, like Hardin's Run and Old Route 22. Will you be my friend? Can I take you to the end? Can you show me where I've been? Can you say you knew me then? Just my requiem. I'm riding on a dirt road in early summer in the dark. I never thought this place could be so wise. And the living room lights from the houses on the hills roll on by, disappear before my eyes. And I follow the lines traced out by the power lines, beyond the ridge and out of sight, but not out of my mind. Will you be my friend? Can I take you to the end? Can you show me where I've been? Can you say you knew me then? This is my gravel road requiem, my gravel road requiem. Engine burn, and I'm sleeping with my eyes half open. Roll down the window to stay awake. This ain't the place to come looking for a change. I'm the one who's older, all my roads all look the same. Just waiting on my muse to sing me to sleep. Just looking for inspiration in this gravel at my feet. Just looking for a back road to teach me something about me. Just looking out for something a little lonelier than me. Will you be my friend? Can I take you to the end? Can you show me where I've been? Can you say show me where I've been? Can you say you knew me then? This is my gravel road requiem, my gravel road requiem, my gravel road requiem, my gravel road requiem.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the show. That was Scott Andrew playing his song, Gravel Road Requiem. You can check him out at www.scottandrew. That's scottandrew.com. I definitely recommend it. You know, go there. If you join his fan club, you can listen to a lot of his music, and you know, even support that independent artist. He puts out some good stuff. So if you get a chance, swing by there, take a listen. It's definitely something to kind of get your day going. So, all right, like I said, welcome back to the show. We're moving on to next thing that we're going to talk about is NASA's most recent mission to Mars. Whether or not y'all knew about it, which I guess is kind of the point of our show, because the new revolution is awareness. The more you know, I mean, the better you're going to survive these days. I don't want to sound like I don't want to get too much on a tangent here either, but not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I've talked with a lot of people and it feels like there's something in the winds, and it's coming. Whatever that may be, wherever that's coming from, whatever it's going to cause, there's something that's affecting all of our lives, and it's big. So I think the only real way that you can confront this this new unknown is just pay attention to what's going on, and try to know as much as you can. You know, maybe I don't know, go back to the basics, read a book, write. Do the things that you really enjoy doing, you know, and try to stay a little bit more informed than I think most of us are these days. So anyway, back to the topic. The next great hope for humanity is a giant robot that was sent to the North Pole of Mars. What it's doing there is that it's got enough instruments and such. I won't get into the technical aspect about it, just because I really don't know how it works. But there are a few things I do know about this. It's a continuation of the 2001 Mars Surveyor program that was canceled, because this robot that we sent there is able to actually pick up samples and analyze them from the surface of Mars, and the technology's a lot better these 7 years later that we're able to communicate with it more effectively. The other thing that was really important about this is if you've seen the moon landing, you've seen the lander arms that come down and kind of touch down like pads. Well, Mars, the last two probes that we fired at it, those little six-wheeled robot things that were on the news back in 97, 98, they bounced up. They hit the surface like with a balloon, sort of like an air cushion. They were real light vehicles, and the whole point of them was just to get in there and start taking pictures of the surface of Mars so they could get an idea. And then I'm sure that they did a lot of calculations based on how the weight of the robot was disturbing the ground and things of that nature. But with this one, it actually landed much like the one that hit the surface a few years back was supposed to. It touched down, it used those pads, and it sank into the ground. Just recently, within the last day or two, it's finally gotten to scoop up some dirt, which is actually, I mean, like, for all this stuff, it's pretty minor, really. You think about it, I could go out into my front lawn right now and scoop up a pile of dirt and claim that I work for NASA. But what this is doing is it's finding out if there was water, you know, and the whole mission is to determine whether life was ever on Mars. To figure out the climate of Mars, because there's so much we don't know about it. It's so close, and we don't know anything about it. And just to find out about the geology, and ultimately to prepare for human exploration, that next big thing. And maybe that's it. Maybe that's what we're looking at, is that it's coming. I mean, the Japanese recently sent a probe to the moon to investigate it for commercial and mining purposes, which is finally... we landed on the moon in 1969, so about 40 years later, it's finally being called into question. Who does the moon belong to? What are the rights? Should we even mine the moon? Are these are issues that are finally starting to be tackled by our generation. It's really exciting stuff. Once you get past that, I just skip. As soon as you start to, as soon as your eyes start to glaze over, just skip it. I mean, it doesn't matter if you understand the, whether or not the water levels are high or low. But if you go to google.com/Mars, you can type it in. Just go type it in real quick, pull it up. You're already on the computer, so don't kid around about it. But look it up, and you can just see the surface. You can easily identify the peaks and the mountains, and you can see. The average person can see where an ocean was. It doesn't take these rocket scientists. It's exciting. It's great stuff. I definitely recommend NASA.gov has up-to-date information on the Phoenix Mars lander. It has information on the past missions. Also, if you do check out google.mars, it'll have current information about where the other two robots that we sent are roving around right now. There's also information on the old Viking missions back in the 70s that we sent just as probes to check out the surface and where those things landed. So it's good stuff. It's good stuff. So go ahead and check it out. All right, so we're gonna go ahead and depart from that, and we're gonna play another song. All right, this is not an independent artist. I mean, I suppose he is in a sense of the word, but it's Nine Inch Nails. It's off their new album, The Slip. The song's called Echoplex. Now, the big deal about this is that Nine Inch Nails is really starting something here. Trent put out all of this music under that Creative Commons share and share alike license. He's put out The Slip for free. He's put out a preview of their tour sampler for free, and he's pushing all this stuff on us faster than we can take it. He's encouraging remixes of his all of his songs at remix.nin.com. Ghosts 1 through 4 is an entire instrumental piece that him and his band, his collaborators put together, and you can download Ghost 1 off his website. So go ahead and check it out, www.nin.com for Nine Inch Nails. I'm just gonna go ahead and play that song, and then we'll be right back after the song. Like I said, no commercials, so stay tuned.
Love always just let those off these walls.
fact, that was Nine Inch Nails with Echoplex. Again, check it out, www.nin.com. Moving on, this is going to be the last segment we're going to go over. We're going to wrap it up with one more song before we leave. But last thing we're going to talk about tonight is Pure Opinion Piece. No real basis in fact or fiction, just my own amused ramblings. So what I want to talk about is education via mass email. Now, not to single anybody out, but I had a friend that sent me an email the other day, and he was talking about a position on Barack Obama. Now, I've gotten emails like this in the past. Everybody gets them. They're mass emails. They're sent out, you know, and it says, like, your dog is planning to take over the world behind your back or whatever, and here's empirical evidence. Here's solid proof that it's going to happen. I always check this stuff out. www.snopes.com. Just in case you're wondering, no, Mr. Rogers was never a scout sniper. He was never in the military. He just wore cardigans because he liked them. And that and things of that nature you can find on that website. So I highly encourage you to go check it out. It's fun just to look at while you're at work, whatever. But it is the ultimate rumor dispeller. Anyway, so this email that I got talked about how Barack Obama was Muslim. He was sworn in on the Quran. He hates the United States. How could you vote for a man like this? Now, I'm not really for or against the man. I haven't made up my mind yet. I know. It's coming up. We'll get to that. Another podcast, another time. But just to randomly throw it out, it kind of bothered me because people were taking away from that. People were looking at videos on YouTube, and who knows? Look, I'm uploading this right now. This is nothing. You know, you can listen to it, and hopefully you can trust me to think that I did do my research, and I am backing this up, and you can check my sources. And if I'm wrong, please correct me. I will definitely make sure to mention it in my next show, but that's not to say that everybody holds any kind of journalistic ethics. So many people will just put something out there, and how do we know it's not a spam campaign run by the Clinton campaign or the McCain campaign? We don't. We don't know how much of this is being encouraged by opposition. So you're just playing to party politics when you go ahead and forward on those mass emails. You've already thought of 15 times that you've gotten a mass email. There was a horrible story a few years ago about some inhumane crimes that were committed and yada, yada, yada. And I checked it out. It turned out it was half true, but it was dated. So even though it was half true, and even though it did, you know, it was still bad, and it was still something you wanted to speak against, it was dated. It would be like them discovering cold fusion 10 years from now, and then listening and finding out gas prices were at $4 a gallon. It doesn't make any sense. So you have to do that research, because we need, that's my opinion, is that we need to avoid education by mass email. If you forward on a message to everybody, let it say that I don't want you to read this or something. It's all too often that it just gets thrown out there. And then sometimes it's true, you know. They really did, I don't know if you ever saw this one, but they really did use pieces of the World Trade Center superstrut, melt them down in a foundry, and use them to create one of the new class of battlecruisers that's going to be used in the United States Naval Fleet. So sometimes you get a good piece of gouge, but that's why I always check everything against Snopes. So I definitely recommend doing that. For anybody out there, if you have any questions about anything, it usually is a pretty good source. All right, so we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to one more song, and then we're going to wrap it up. The artist is Terry Thornhill, all right, and the song is called Mental Anguish Ball Version 2. I think you're going to like this.
Time. Sometimes I seem to get inside myself, and I politely tell the world to go to hell. And often I suppose I might regret the life I chose. Guess that's the consequence of choosing for yourself. Times I seem just a little bit lonely, and I stare into the distance time to time. And if it seems that I don't need your gentle words caressing me, it's 'cause I've been battling these demons in my mind. Just don't forget to check your baggage at the door. You know this evening's been arranged for the depressed and the deranged, for those contented souls and those who just want a little bit. Drag them all out on stage. Oh, what a glorious display you
again, that just about wraps us up for this episode. Again, that was Terry Thornhill, and you can check him out at, this one's kind of long, www.e-zine.com/tthornhill/index.html, or you can just click on the link I have for Terry Thornhill on my website. And all three artists that were featured tonight, Scott Andrew, Nine Inch Nails, and Terry Thornhill, they're all up on the website. So go ahead and check out their websites. They've got a lot to offer the world. And I'm only going to be bringing more independent artists to the table. So, you know, we talked about gas prices tonight. We talked about space. We talked about my own personal beliefs on you know, the issue of email. So I think that's quite enough. So... let me know what you think. Flashfloodwarning.podomatic.com. You can go and email me there. Also, if you want, you can telephone in a response. I'm going to try to get those working. And if you go ahead and call my audio comment line and leave a message, then I'll do my best to incorporate that in the show. I'd love to have viewers. Just go and call in, tell me what you think, tell me what you could improve, give me some ideas. Maybe call in with your opinion. Call in with what you're thinking about this stuff, and I'll be glad to throw it out there. You don't have to give credence to name, and if you tell me Otherwise, then I won't worry about including your name. I'm not going to put your name out there unless you want me to. Let me know. Everybody can be a podcaster. This is definitely proof of that. But go ahead and call that audio comment line. It's 206-666-2712. Just please have free long distance on your phone or whatever before you call. It's not toll free. Should be seeing another episode here in about 2 weeks. I definitely think that we should be able to get another episode by the 27th of this month. I'm going to try to post every other Friday for now. We'll see what listener response is. So your comments will drive the show, and let me know any ideas, anything you want to hear about, anything you want me to do some research on, and let the world know about. Again, the new revolution is awareness. Don't forget that. The new revolution is awareness. It's not an ages past. It's not violence anymore. It's not standing up. It's knowing and getting it out there so that everybody knows, and ignorance is the enemy. So that said, this has been the first podcast of Flash Flood Warning, brought to you by Nine Inch Nails, Scott Andrew, Terry Thornhill, Podomatic.com, and yours truly, Curtis. So until next time, stay aware, keep reading, keep an eye out, because the only way to stay on top of the game is to read the rules yourself.